The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.
Time to go inside the Colac camp now, and he's been good enough to join us in the K-Rock box, and Rowan McSparran is standing alongside our very own Chris Nichols.
Hey, Rowan. Great chance to get back on the bike after the round two loss.
Yeah, absolutely. The boys are keen to go and try and make amends of it. We were pretty disappointing in all aspects in both grades a couple of weeks ago now, so we're looking forward to the contest.
Just take us what you did through the bye. You probably would have wanted to play, but what was it you did during the week off?
Yeah, we just changed things up a little bit of training, and the boys probably had their two best nights on the track the week after. So I think now they understand, you know, some of the boys probably weren't quite up to the level that they thought they were and need to put a little bit of extra work in, which they're starting to do.
Ray, thanks for joining us. Always great to have you pre-game and good to have you back in the K-Rock box. Let's talk about one change that's significant in terms of you get one big in Adam Garner, but you lose another one in Lockie Veal. Garn's obviously, you know, key goal kicker for you, but Veely at age 37, are you being a bit selective in how you play him?
Yeah, we are a little bit, and a smaller ground probably gives us an opportunity to ruck Henry one out for majority of the day, and you know he's coming up against a real quality ruckman in Goder himself, so it's going to be a good challenge for Henry, and we just want to see how he goes.
Got to ask, what's it like in the McSparran household? I'm looking forward to calling this one more for the subplot of you obviously in the coach's box and Wade in the back half for Bell Park, although he snuck forward and kicked his first couple of goals for Bell Park.
Yeah, I think you might see him forward today. Yeah, he's been playing forward from the start of the year, so we expect him to play forward today.
Okay. They've got Ben Lloyd back into their lineup. We know how damaging he was with the footy in hand last year off half-back. Got a VFL chance, has been really good at that level. Is he one you have to keep an eye on? And I know, obviously, you want six forwards operating to attack, but do you need to be wary of what he can do to you and what damage he can do off half-back, especially on a small ground?
For sure. He's a quality player and Team of the Year member and down at the VFL doing some good things, but same thing, we got Liam McCarthy back for us, who's been doing the same thing across half-back, so they might have to put some time into him as well.
Absolutely. Speaking with Colac co-coach Rowan McSparran on K-Rock Footy, here is the great Matt Kershaw.
Oh, the great.
Jeez,
I like that. Jeez. Nice. I don't know about that, but here we are. Ro, obviously, we don't dwell as coaches on our previous game and we move forward, of course, but obviously there was a lot, probably looking at it on face value, I had a look at the vision. There was scoring opportunities from your forwards. They probably didn't get enough scoring opportunities against St Mary's. Was that a focus for you in the last sort of 10 days moving into today's game to get, obviously, Garner comes back into massive plus, but obviously Lang was your biggest goal scorer. Is that a big focus for you? Was it ball movement or what's the go with you?
Yeah, that's a pretty valid point. Our connection between our midfield and our forwards was pretty poor. In saying that, St Mary's did put a lot of pressure on in and around the ball, but even when we had open chances coming in front half, we just, you know, whether we missed them over or long or short or whatever it was, and just gave them an opportunity to open us up on the other side. So, we worked a fair bit on our connection in the front half.
And it's as we spoke about last year, it's weird coaching against your son. I've had the opportunity to do it as well, but you hope they do well and you also hope they don't.
Yeah, that's right. You obviously hope he has a really good game and we get the 4 points. Bianca's probably the other way. She wants him to kick six and they win, so we'll see how we go tonight.
It's always a great topic of conversations in the household, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't argue too much, so.
The lights at Central last week, they played at a 4:30 game or 5:30 game, so what was it like there playing under lights? Is it... Yeah, experience for the boys as well.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So that's our second one. We played Joey's round one last year, and the boys really enjoyed it, and it's good for the district players and clubs to come in and see their own that have come in to try their hand at GFL.
Yeah, there's a big crowd there.
Yeah, really good crowd. Yeah. So, you know, that's 2 years now. They can come in and see their homegrown talent, good standard of footy under lights on good surface as well.
The inside word from before you came on air, I spent a bit of time with some Colac people last week and they were telling me that some areas are really tough and hard at the footy early doors. You've spoken about that, and also the fact they were pretty happy that you found some areas in round two and not round 15 or something like that. So you've got a bit of time to sort of experience what they did and how they did it. Have you spoken to the boys about that?
We just don't want to feel our way into games. We don't want to try and have 10, 15 minutes where we want to see what the opposition do and then try and adjust. That's not how we want to play our football. And we've told the boys that, you know, that's not what we want. And they understand that. It was pretty evident, as you said. They hit the ground running and we tried to feel our way through. And before you know it, you're 4 or 5 goals down.
Were the 44-gallon drums around the ground going on Saturday night?
Oh, absolutely, mate. The bar was open.
It's one of my favourites about Colac.
They partied till late, I heard. Very late. They closed the bar at 11. There was still a few going, I hear, after 11.
Stocking up around the barrel. I like it.
Ro, we saw you in round one, but you were wearing the old jumpers in round one. The new style has rolled in, and it comes in two variations in terms of yellow on black or black on yellow. Today you're wearing the yellow on the black. Talk to us about the jumper and the nod to not only Colac's history, but also Coragulax as well.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure that our jumper, you know, we've been in the GFL now for 20 years, and we just needed a bit of a freshen up. And we understand that there's probably other teams coming and restructures and whatever else may come into place that, you know, now we've got our jumper and it looks fantastic, I think. So,
yeah, it's great. It's awesome.
You know,
yeah.
we've got that tiger on the front that we've had since our inception in the GFL, which gives homage to that, and the yellow and black, which we've had since day dot.
Yep. And the... You touched on there that, you know, if there's restructure, we might have three Tigers in the GFL. You might end up with Colac, Grovedale and Torquay.
Well, that could be a possibility, yeah, absolutely.
Might also be a very farcical situation. That was one thing that Colac were very big on, weren't they? If we're coming in, we're staying as the Tigers. We're not giving up that branding to play GFL.
Yeah, I think you don't want to lose your history. And that being said, if Torquay happen to come into the GFL, they don't want to lose Torquay Tigers either. That's their history and identity, so everyone wants to keep that wherever they play. So, yeah, I think it's only fair.
You know, I like the Twitter, and we've got the KFC Twitter going today with a bit of a poll. We've posed the question about where the GFL finals should be played, especially the grand final. Two options, given three options, GMHBA, West Oval and other. One of those others could be Central Reserve, but have you got a preference where you'd like to see the finals played?
Yeah, I think we've got a world-class venue in GMHBA on our doorstep that, you know, I think cost-wise and whatever they can come to the arrangement, I would have thought it's a taxpayer's venue, isn't it? We pay the rates and we...
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. So
they tell us.
I would have thought that, you know, we'd get preference there. I think West, if West lose the bike track and get the ground resurfaced, I think, you know, that'd be a fantastic venue, but at the moment it's probably just not quite up to scratch.
Absolutely. Ro, always a pleasure to talk footy with you. We're going to give you a break post-game. We're going to let Langy do a little bit of work with us, and you can avoid us for once. You've done a pair of work with us for our broadcast games. We really do appreciate you giving up your time, and wish you the very best of luck this afternoon.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Ro McSparran joining us there.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.